said he's just a friend.
Welcome to a brand new edition of Getting Color right here on the BigBeetleBrand.com, and I am Virtue, being joined by the man himself, former WCW Hardcore Champion, softball player extraordinaire, Big Vito LaGrasso. What's up?
How is everybody out there? Hope everybody's doing great. The sun in Florida is shining. It was a great weekend here. We went to a dance on Friday. We did dinner and a dance. We did Toys for Tots or something like that. But it was a great time. Everybody had a great time dancing, a lot of great prizes. We did dinner with friends. And then last night, we actually went to the famous Olive Garden.
Ooh.
Yes. It was soup and salad night for Mr. Big Vito. And it was tiramisu and liqueur drinks for Miss Noel.
Nice. So I take it you didn't have any breadsticks then, because you cut that out.
Nope, the wife had the breadsticks. I made a special order. There was even take homes, so it was good. Nice. Then today, we had a very wonderful day at the gym. I did some shopping, laundry. How's it going, Dizzy? And, just had a mellow day. Softball tomorrow. But I just want to start off the show by giving our condolences to Brian Blair.
Yeah.
He lost his son. We're not going to go into details. We're just going to extend our condolences to the
Blair. And Vito, he was one of the killer bees, correct?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Very nice man. He does a lot of great things in the Tampa area. He's a good community person. He's in charge of the Legends Club in Tampa also. And he's part of the Cauliflower Alley Club. So he does partake in the wrestling community. Our condolences to B. Brian Blair.
All right. You ready to kick off the show? And it's just any bad news like that. It's just, we acknowledge it, but it's always sad.
Very sad. So, guys, we have an action-packed card. It's going to be something to really knock your socks off. You can't get this stuff on No DQ. Just here at the Big Vito Brand. Now, Virtue, we've done our homework today. We've exchanged notes. So let's lead it off. Go ahead.
Topic number one. It's kind of going to be two and one here. WWE is without Randy Orton. I know back in April, he had some shoulder injury, but I think he kind of worked through it. He hasn't been on TV since June 20th, and he's now on the inactive list. So I don't know if it's the lingering shoulder or what, but he is out right in the middle of the program with Riddle, pushing them as a tag team. So Randy Orton has had injury problems in the past, but he's had a long career and a lot of in-ring action, so maybe some time off will be good. And then we're going to pair that up with Jeff Hardy is now out with COVID-19 positive test. Now, I don't know any details if he has any symptoms or if it's just the fact that he tests positive and he just needs to be away for 14 days. So he just recently wrestled on Raw last week. So what's your take on these two things? I mean, this is wrestling business in the COVID-19 era, Vito. What do you think?
Well, the Randy Orton thing, let's hope that is injury related and nothing else. Because we always try to put a positive spin on things. You don't want to think anything bad. Let's hope it's just an injury. But any kind of injury that says you're on the inactive list is pretty serious. So let's give our best wishes to Randy Orton. Let's hope he gets well soon. And as far as the Jeff Hardy thing, now I'm going to go proactive here and I'm not going to condemn anybody. Okay. But working through the pandemic like I have done, and a lot of places have made it where you're an essential worker, They make it mandatory that you get the vaccine. Being that the WWE was labeled essential in the state of Florida and wrestling was done and the vaccine was available, he should have gotten the vaccine and the WWE should have made it mandatory for all their workers and employees to get vaccinated. They do have the capacity to bring in a vaccination clinic which can be done in 3 to 4 hours, and everybody could have gotten vaccinated.
Vito, I want to clarify something here, because this is a job where that makes sense for an employer to do that. Right. Because wrestlers, it's close contact when they're in the ring together.
No, you're
right. It's not like it. So, I know some people are like, well, we shouldn't have to be forced to do it by our employer. Okay, maybe in most jobs, but people should still do it. But in this particular instance, wrestling, I absolutely think so.
Well, do you know that here in Florida, they are making it back to almost mandatory mask wearing?
Wow.
And they are making it to where, like, it's going to be mandatory. Everybody has to get vaccinated. And they are not traveling around with fans. And for safeties of others, what does that say for the crowds, the people, the staff? You know, you should protect the staff. Now, I'm not burying WWE. I'm just giving a good, candid, analytic view, because I have worked through the pandemic. I have worked through all this stuff. I have worked through the disease. So now we're at a point where we thought we were out of the woods, and now we're here, and we're almost back to square one.
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing the Delta variant, potential booster shots for people right. that are vaccinated, and we'll see where this goes. I mean, is this the media and the government blowing things up because people are trying to get back to normal? Is this a legit thing to be concerned about? I mean, it's how the last year and a half has been, Vito.
But you know that it's very tough to still go overseas.
Yes.
Right? And yep. There is a project that I was working on overseas that I shouldn't even be here right now, that I'm not going to say, but
yeah.
I shouldn't be here right now. But because of the pandemic, I am still in the States, and I am here working and doing podcasts and doing what I have to do at home.
Well, these athletes that are testing positive for COVID-19, like in MLB and stuff, it seems like they come back as soon as they test negative. So hopefully this Jeff Hardy thing is just that type of scenario where he's not really sick, just tested positive, and then the days pass, he's negative again, back out on the road. But like, get vaccinated. I don't know.
All right. What else you got for me?
Okay.
Hey, yes. Being that we're talking about that, is the AEW brand, are they mandatory vaccination for people? Or they?
I don't know anything on that scenario with them at all. I don't think so, because Jericho this whole time has been like, let's just all get together. We'll do herd immunity. He was doing Fozzy concerts. So I can't see AEW fall in line with any of that.
No, but I get it. I get it. If we got any fans out there and would like to get into the chat, Noel is moderating. So please involve yourselves. Please ask any questions for Virtue and I. Virtue, go ahead. What's our next subject?
All right. We're going to move on here. And speaking of Jeff Hardy, he did wrestle last week on Raw. So now we got to find out when he had COVID, if it was just a false test, because he wrestled Karrion Kross, who came up from NXT, who is their champion down there. And this is the rumor we hear. This is a test, a Vince McMahon test. Karrion Kross, undefeated in NXT, is their champion, lost on Raw to Jeff Hardy in under 2 minutes. Now, it was one of those finishes where Jeff, who's the babyface, used the ropes, which is strange. And the thing is, Jeff hadn't been racking up many wins lately either. He's been jobbed quite a bit. And now he right. goes over Kross on Raw. Kross also had a dumbed down entrance without his lady, Scarlett. This is screaming Vince McMahon test. What's the insight of someone who's worked in that locker room?
Big deal. Attitude adjustment. Too big for your britches. That is exactly how it was done, old school style. If you got too big and you had an attitude and you were like, I'm bigger than the company, you did the job on TV. Now, what happened in NXT with him? Did he lose the title, or did they bury him on NXT also?
No, he's still the champion, still undefeated. And guess who he's going to be defending the title against at the next takeover? The return, in-ring return of a rehired Samoa Joe. What's going to happen there?
I think Joe's going to get the title.
Do you?
Yeah.
So do you think that, was just speculation, you think Cross has getting the old school treatment, like you said, lesson learned? Do you think that he maybe
I think they're bringing him down a couple notches. When I heard that Samoa Joe was challenging him out of nowhere,
yeah,
and they shot him in there to this title match, I said to myself, I bet you this kid messed up bad. And then when I seen the job on Raw, me being old school, and if you mess up, you do the job on TV. You have a poor attitude, we're going to job you and make you humble. That's the way of doing it.
That is, that's for sure. And I guess we'll have to see. I mean, if he ends up losing that title, it could go several ways. He could win, beat Joe, stay in NXT for a while. He could lose to Joe, then end up showing on the main roster and maybe get pushed. Maybe that test will be over. Vito, we're going to have to be continued on this one.
Yes. Dizzy said he was hyped to see Chavo in AEW. I guess so. Yeah, I mean,
I like seeing these guys get jobs and pay. Yeah.
So, know? I mean, it was good. And did everybody notice Chavo looked good? Anybody notice anything different about Chavo?
You'll have to point it out to me because I just saw that he signed, that he's there. I didn't check it out and like watch him. So I'd probably have to go dissect that video.
Well, he had a very low-cut haircut. Ooh. That looked very defining on him. Yep. But you have to look closer and make your own judgment. But I thought it looked really good.
Good for Chavo. I like Chavo. You ready for this, Vito? So you know John Cena's back. We talked about it. And he's challenging Roman Reigns for SummerSlam for the Universal title. Uh-huh. He's on Raw, makes a challenge. He's on the beginning of SmackDown, basically reiterates that. At the end of SmackDown, they milked it. I like that. They made people wait the whole 2 hours. Roman comes out with Paul Heyman, declines Cena. You know, they're going to milk it. But you know where this is going. However, I need the big veto take here. Because guess who interjected themselves into the Universal title picture? It's Finn Balor, who was in NXT for over a year. Now he's back on the main roster on SmackDown. So is this an instance of TV filler for Roman on SmackDown? That's where the match will happen. Who knows where it goes from there? Roman doesn't lose. And then somehow out of that, the Cena match for SummerSlam comes out. Or is Finn Balor in this match, like some fans want to believe, for a triple threat at SummerSlam? Now, when I say that, I can't see them putting Finn Balor as is against those two guys. It would have to be that demon gimmick. And the only reason why I'm thinking, if it's a 10% possibility, to protect Cena, who might be rusty, give him some breathers in a triple threat. What do you think from your experience in the business?
They have to shuffle the roster, because I think on our next subject that we're going to discuss, I have some explosive insight on something. Cena comes back. They're low on ratings, right? They have to shuffle the deck. Samoa Joe is fighting for the NXT title, which Joe was very successful in NXT. Some guys have more success in NXT than they do on the main roster. They stuck Finn Balor back in NXT because he was more successful there. Now, they are short on challenges for Roman Reigns. Finn Balor comes up. You see the size difference. There is no way in hell, with the tribal head of the table, everything that he's got going, that he is going to lose to Finn Balor. Finn Balor he doesn't move the needle on SmackDown and Raw. He does move the needle at NXT. He's better suited for NXT. Okay. So he is the next Cesaro match because they don't have anybody else.
I think it will happen on SmackDown, right?
Right.
For rating SmackDown
or pay-per-view, whichever the next pay-per-view is.
Well, the next one's SummerSlam. Okay. So if it's Roman and Cena there, Balor ain't getting his opportunity till after. So that's where it becomes confusing.
How many more weeks till SummerSlam?
4 or 5 weeks or so.
It's going to be Finn Balor program for the next 3 weeks. Then they're going to break in Cena. And then we're going to have something for SummerSlam. Now,
yep.
Cena didn't come back to job to Roman. I'm telling you.
I'll bet you anything. He ain't beating Roman Reigns. I bet money on it.
Guys, when they said that Roman Reigns, like when they talk about Cena, right? She is the needle mover they need. All of a sudden, everything has erupted. Okay? Cena has moved the needle for WWE. They had to spend a lot of money to bring him back.
He raised Raw, yeah. Right? Because SmackDown did exactly what they were doing with Roman on it. So,
but the pop was Raw. So you see, yeah. Cena, now it carried over. Let's get into a program. Now, with our next subject is...
Well, I was going to talk Punk and Brian, but that was the main event, and I'm not ready to move there yet.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to save it.
So basically, the Finn Balor thing, I'm going to say like you, Vito, it's going to be filler for SmackDown.
Filler.
And it will be Roman versus Cena one-on-one for SummerSlam. I know it's a pipe dream for some of those fans out there to get their little Finn Balor inserted and is a triple threat at SummerSlam.
Right.
The Demon gimmick a couple of years ago, maybe that could have happened. I don't see it. We will discuss that, obviously, because you and I are at differences on who's going to win that match between Roman and Cena. So that's a nice little cliffhanger for a future episode. But before we get to the big main event this evening,
okay,
here's some filler. Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona,
yes,
is doing the indie circuit right now. Right. He's not in any of the major ones. He did a couple things in AEW. I think he might have showed up in Ring of Honor or Impact. I can't even remember, but GCW is an indie promotion, Game Changer Wrestling.
Right.
And it features that Nick Gage and that hardcore deathmatch stuff.
He's also okay? an Impact.
So he beats Nick Gage for that Game Changer Wrestling title, and he's bloody. And as soon as he wins it, because that fan base, it might have been a few hundred people there. I don't know. They love their Nick Gage. They love their deathmatch stuff. When Cardona won it, they were throwing stuff in the ring at him. Popcorn, pops, beers, cans, who you name it. What's Big Vito's take on this? And we know in the past, in the 70s and 80s, a heel was a heel. They'd have to watch out for their lives. They could get stabbed by fans. Because they really work the crowd. This is just weird. These fans want to act like they're creating the NWO getting stuff thrown at them in 96. Vito, take it away here with this, what transpired at this indie promotion.
Okay. Death matches.
Yeah.
For the people who do death matches, okay? Vince McMahon told me, a lot of people told me, if you know how to wrestle, you don't have to do hardcore. Yeah. I have been told that many times, Vito, you don't need to do it. You can wrestle. But I'm very good at the hardcore stuff. When I did do hardcore, and I did do numerous amounts of it, I never used thumbtacks. I never used glass. I never used none of that stuff. I became creative on what was going to be done. I learned on the job, and I learned the little secrets that made hardcore famous. When Matt Cardona, he's 4-5-0 at WrestleMania. He's a former champion.
Intercontinental
champion. Former world.
And I think champion. United States, too.
And United States champion, okay? Now, him being all having these accolades that most guys dream of, and he's an internet sensation. He's a good-looking kid. He's got a great-looking body. Why would you want to scar yourself up and risk injury doing death matches? I don't get it. But the thing that I don't get, he went in there as the heel. And he's on the floor with the belt. Oh, my God. I can't believe
this. Like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 12.
How could you? He over-exaggerating winning this indie promotion belt. You're a heel. You win. You leave the ring. You are the new motherfucker in town. I can't say it any other way. Vito in Nepal started a riot. I beat the shit out of the guy at the airport. They attacked me in the ring. When it came time for 20,000 people and I had to win the title, I marched right at it. I didn't stay. I didn't want to stay. I didn't hold the title up. I grabbed it and walked out, left the place stunned.
Yeah.
He's in there doing all this over-exaggerating, and he's sitting there, oh, my God, I can't believe I won this. Like he won the WWE title.
Yep.
This wasn't the WWE title. This was not knocking GCW, and I'm sure that their title is very prestigious on that level. But you're over-exaggerating because you came from the greatest place in the world. Your career was prestigious. You did big things. People would die to win a WrestleMania match, let alone be 5-0. Somebody said Nick Gage is 100% a hardcore brawler. You will see no wrestling from him. You know,
hardcore. Oh, by the way, he showed up on AEW. He's going to be wrestling Jericho next week.
Yeah. And what is he? And he got. And if you lose and you're a champion on if you have a belt, when I was IWA champion of Puerto Rico, I defended the belt to give it recognition in every indie promotion I was in. You never lose with the belt. You go on TV, you're defending the belt. You're the champion. You never do the job. I wouldn't give a shit. I said, guys, I'm the IWA champion. As a writer, if I bring the title, I'm not losing. I'm representing this company, and I can't. It's an unstated rule of wrestling. When you're a champion of another company that has prestige, you don't job. Nick Gage, I'm sure, did a great match with Jericho. I don't think he won.
I think it's going to be coming up Wednesday.
Right. Okay, it's going to come up.
Yeah.
So, Matt Cardona, you're a heel. You're in this new persona. Act the heel. You're not the babyface. You're not going to get the adoring fan. You're an internet sensation.
That's what it is, Vito. They play to the internet.
I cannot say enough great things about him. I cannot say enough great things about his body, the way he looks. He's a nice-looking guy. It's great body. You don't need to do all this glass and stuff. You are going to get hurt and you're going to do something or somebody's going to do something. And why would you scar your body? I don't get it. Having scar. I have no scars on my body. I protected myself. My face is beautiful. My body's beautiful. I have none of that stuff going on. Right?
Yeah.
Now, currently trending, Eddie Guerrero, a B player. Did you know that
a fan? A fan. See, that's the thing. If a fan, like, I don't know all these fans. That'd be like me going on Twitter and saying Eddie Guerrero is a B-plus player and having it blow up on the internet.
That's horrible. And guys, when you have to say things about a wrestler who is deceased and he has family and kids, guys. Stop. Just stop. Have some couth. Have some manners. You know, it's just like my wife. We have fun on No DQ. And I'm just going to bring this out, right? I get it. I love trolling on the No DQ brand, right?
With Virtue. Well, because there's trolls on there. You got to troll back. Yeah.
So, but I have a good time trolling Jeff Meacham. And I have and I like trolling Aaron, his girl. I troll Virtue. I do it all in good fun.
We're going to have to throw Robbie Vice in there now because exclusive to the Big Vito brand. And he called me up and said, I got to be on the No DQ review this week because CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, which will be our main event tonight, are coming back.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to give you that emoji. Hi, Mark. You know, yeah, just I got nothing else to say on that one. But guys, at least when I troll people, right, and I do it all in fun, I make sure not to hurt nobody's feelings. I come up with nicknames. I make up some great news and rumor stuff, not to offend anybody, but just to have fun. I mean, do you know people that people still today insult me? They insult Virtue. They insult my wife. And all we're doing is having fun on the internet. And it's like, I don't take this shit personally. And if I had a, and guys, wrestling, it doesn't make me a dime. I have a whole different life. I look like $1 million. Every time I walk out of my house, I have $1,000 outfit on. I have two beautiful cars. I live in a beautiful house. I have a great life. I look like $1 million. Do you really think I give a shit about what you say on the internet? Just, you know, be cool. Just be cool, fellas. You know what I mean?
Well, leave
dead people alone. They can't defend themselves.
And that was our What's on Big Vito's Mind segment right then and there. Got it out of the way because it's main event time, Vito.
Go ahead. Let's do it.
And the internet is buzzing because, you know, we knew Daniel Bryan was going to come back at some point, either to WWE or AEW. Now, right now, this is still speculation. Once AEW announces these and I see it, I'll believe it. But the two biggest rumors, CM Punk. That's right, the man who hasn't done anything in the wrestling business since 2014, and Daniel Bryan are heavily rumored to be the next two pawns on Tony Khan's chessboard. Do they move the needle for AEW? I think so, because they're not going to move the needle to WWE level, which, think about this, Vito. Everybody's clamoring that Dynamite is on the rise. A couple weeks in a row, they've done over a million. Well, WWE's numbers are going up too. People are showing back up to the arenas, and the TV interest is starting to gain a little bit. But AEW here, how does this affect WWE? Does this make a difference? What does Punk and Daniel Bryan have to offer to the business, and especially AEW, if that's where they do go?
All right. Guys, make sure to check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/TheBigVitoBrand. Tiers start at $1. Dizzy, I feel like CM Punk might actually come back this time.
Dude, guys, Vito, they're internet sensations. We know that for a fact because those two guys headlined our No DQ review discussion last week, the most views of all time. But it doesn't mean that translates to the business. This is internet stuff. So what do you think with these
two? I am going to give you my analysis. I hope this hits as a clip. This is going to make news, and this is going to shock people. Guys, Tony Khan is a businessman, and he doesn't want the WWE to get ahead of him. I'm sure the news and rumor about John Cena returning, plus The Rock, plus Brock Lesnar, is doing shockwaves. And Goldberg. Goldberg, we forgot to mention Goldberg, right? So, what do you do to counter a Cena signing? You hire two for one. This was a two-for-one signing. Punk and Daniel Bryan equals Cena ratings. Two guys to equal Cena. Two-for-one. That is why he spent the money. That is why. Now, remember, I would give $10 million. I'll say $10 million at Cena return. I bet you Tony Khan is going to spend $2.5 to $3 million each for CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Two for one, guys. Now, I'm sure they're going to work out a deal where there's going to be merchandise that will sell because they came back. Cena has been selling merchandise all along. He hasn't come up with anything new. Now, you want my take on the thing? You really want my hoopla and how to make this right?
Oh, and just so you know, the All Out pay-per-view in September, Chicago. And you know where CM Punk's from.
We know what we're going to do. If he comes back, I hope he shakes off a lot of ring rust before he debuts. All right. Now, my take is, guys, Dave Meltzer is now trending on Twitter. Apparently, GCW heavyweight homecoming. Every match is going to be called, chanted, fuck Dave Meltzer. All right. Now, we got that out of the way.
Good.
Nice. I'm going to give you the biggest swerve of the century. I'm going to make you take it and see where it lines up. It's going to be John Cena. It's going to be Roman Reigns with The Rock and Brock Lesnar in the wings and Goldberg. Do you want to know what's going to happen? My take, WWE, listen up, because you know every time I say something, it's good. John Cena turns heel and Paul Heyman is his manager.
The thing that no one ever thought they would see to create a buzz like when Hogan did it in 96.
This will rock wrestling. This will give Cena another 5 years. And what do we have? We have The Rock. We have Roman Reigns. We have Goldberg. We have Lashley. Did I miss somebody?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar at six big matches, six programs just to do a switch. Now, would you pay to see Roman Reigns fight them? Would you pay to see John Cena and Paul Heyman fight these guys?
I don't know about Goldberg at this stage of the game, but with Brock Lesnar, absolutely.
But if
Roman, because he's earned it. He's finally earned it. He's not legendary like Cena. He's still not to those legendary statuses of Cena, Lesnar, because, you know, he's 35. He's still doing it. But he's inching his way, man. I'm telling you. He's inching.
Did we ever think that we could ever see a stable like Bobby the Brain Heenan have, maybe with Paul Heyman? What's to say John Cena becomes part of the stable? And then all of a sudden,
that would be very interesting.
Hold on a second. Brock Lesnar joins Cena as a heel. Bobby Lashley joins Cena as a heel. Right?
Well, we need some baby faces. So does that mean Roman turns back to baby face?
Roman turns Edge. Back to, that's right. Roman turns back to baby face. Then you have Edge, right?
Goldberg.
You still have Goldberg, but you see what I'm talking about? Making a stable like the old days and turning the internet and wrestling upside down. Imagine Cena and Brock Lesnar and just imagine Cena or Brock Lesnar being Paul Heyman's 1-2 punch as heels.
Yeah, I mean, Vince McMahon always does something when he absolutely needs to. But a lot of times he doesn't feel like he needs to do it, and that's why it always seems stagnant. But guess what? If Punk and Bryan both show up in AEW, and that starts inching up closer to at least Raw in terms of viewers, I'm telling you what, Vito, you might be onto something.
I know what I'm talking about. I wish I had a writing and creative job just to share my thoughts with the office and how to do things. And if I had a job in wrestling, people would be very intrigued because I am smart to the business. And when you have to turn things around from the office side, from the back, you know, hey, let's put it like this, guys. If I wanted to say I'll throw myself in the mix at JCW, former hardcore champion, Big Vito LaGrasso beat Terry Funk for the hardcore title, I'm going to start doing death matches.
Are you talking about the Game Changer Wrestling?
Right, the Game Changer
Wrestling. Yeah, maybe you could come out and face Cardona and be the next challenger.
But if I said I wanted to do hardcore again and I wanted to go AEW, I want to do hardcore wrestling, I want to fight Moxley, being that I'm old school and I could do it, and I was one of the best at it, right? But would you want to put yourself in that position?
You'd want to wrestle and you'd want to do hardcore. You'd want to do hardcore the right way, not the idiotic way, right?
You know, I still see guys hurting themselves. I see guys trying to do stuff. I saw a wrestling clip today of Carlos Colon and Mil Máscaras that was on there. And I never seen Carlos Colon actually do wrestling holds and try to wrestle with Mil Máscaras. It was definitely insightful.
Yeah.
But everybody can wrestle. Now, Carlos Colon might not have been graceful in his moves and maybe couldn't put things together smoothly, but he did counter and do things when you have to. And somebody now, just asked, will you ever wrestle another match or you retire? I am available to wrestle. I would love to get in there. Somebody book Big Vito because I would love to get back in. I am in shape. I look good. I'm ready.
And this is a return match. This should be a big deal somewhere.
So
yeah, we're going to have to start making some noise on the internet here.
I would like to do that and do it in a grand fashion. Guys, you know, all the conventions are starting. I sit home. I see all these guys hurrying up to go to these conventions. I'm a rare signature. I don't get out much. But spread the word. Big Vito is taking bookies. BigVito.com. Guys, I'm ready. I've been training. I got 10 months in. My body's in shape. I'm in shape. My mind is right. Things are good at home. I can now leave the premises to go do this in the right way.
There you have it, Vito. Another great show. Another great getting color. Any last words this evening?
No, I just, guys, follow us. We thank you very much for being patient with us. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here, getting color. This is a great show that I enjoy doing. I know it's the only wrestling show I do, but I know a lot of people enjoy it. And having Virtue as the main host who guides me through these things.
Yep.
And I appreciate my time with him. And I'm good to see that a lot of people are interested in what we have. You know, follow us on Patreon. You know, we got some good content. And Virtue, you can close the show.
So it's exciting that me and Vito disagree on the Cena-Reigns match. So hopefully we get that one-on-one encounter for SummerSlam. Me and Vito can maybe have a nice friendly bet going on for that. But follow me on Twitter, at NoDQ_Virtue. The Patreon is patreon.com/TheBigVitoBrand, where you can catch Men of Business every week. The Virtue's Rage Show with me and Jargo, that's on Anchor, that's on Patreon. But most importantly, this is Getting Color. Big Vito LaGrasso and myself, Virtue, and we do this each and every week. It's on Twitch. It's on Anchor. It's all over the place on NoDQ. For Big Vito LaGrasso, I am Virtue. This has been Getting Color right here on the BigVitoBrand.com. Thanks for watching and listening, and we will see you again next time.
Peace out, people.
Check out Big Vito and Virtue live with Getting Color every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on twitch.tv/BigVitoBrand.
Yeah, I feel like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah, I feel like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah, feel like Big Vito.
Big Vito.
Yeah,
yeah.
I said, I'm up next like I got the call from Vito. We not some average Joe, stay escaping from Leo's. So call me Big Vito, I got a kick like a shoddy. And like Ciroc, you're taking hard shots to the body. They had you in a dress, but you were still styling. And if they talk crap, hit them with the code of silence. Told these haters get off me, your style stay sloppy. Tricking out the rides, I got an iced out jalopy. Cut you off no matter how thin like salami. So many shots headed towards me, it gotta be a Tommy. Speaking of my things, I call it Don Donnie. So you about to go to sleep, call me Hideo with Tommy. With the GTS, I bet you haven't seen me yet. You seeing stars, I smoked you like a Vito cigar. You're not messing with the squad, especially on a pod. It's no whole bars like this, no DQ.com.